Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Our pal Sammy Silver, the Hockey News, covering the Washington Capitals. Sammy, I looked at some analytics the other day, and I had an adult translate them for me, but it basically looked like the Capitals' rip-roaring start is kind of hiding maybe some wrinkles, and they might be due for a bit of a regression here in the second half. Give me your thoughts.
Yeah, I think in any season where you play 82 games, you're going to have ebbs and flows, and this is the halfway mark, and you know, at some point you're gonna see a drop in production. It's just natural. I mean, it would be great if you could sustain that all year long, but you know, in the realistic sense of hockey, and you know, as more teams get used to the Capitals game this year, and you know, as you get down the stretch, and you know, things are on the line for different teams, you kind of see a step back in that 5-on-5 play, especially on offense. Games get tighter. You know, Ovi's still adjusting, making his way back in the lineup, and the lines are still undergoing a little bit of a makeover from time to time. So I think you're seeing a natural regression, but it's one that they certainly want to stop before it snowballs into something that kind of makes you question that start of the season.
Sammy, I'm excited for the debut of Ethan Frank this season and his NHL debut. He's been called up. He's the fastest player on the team. First time I can remember the Capitals maybe having the fastest player in the NHL in a long, long time. Tell people about the newest young Capital that got called up.
Yeah, really, really great moment for him. I mean, he's a guy who he's put in the work. He's paid his dues. He worked his way up to, you know, earn a deal with Hershey, and then out of there earned a deal with the Caps. So coming up for the first time, this is his first call-up. It'll be his debut against Montreal. Like you said, he's very fast, holds the fastest skater record down the AHL. I think it was like a 12-second lap, which is crazy. But, you know, beyond that, you know, is the goal-scoring prowess. You know, he just, his shot and his vision and the way he moves and the way he can shoot the puck, it's really something special. And I think that you're going to see that up at the NHL. You know, and I think that the Caps need that on their third line right now is, you know, a shooter and a guy who can kind of bring a new look there.
Sammy, preview this evening for us.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough matchup. I think you have the Caps, you know, coming off a win, a really tight, gritty win, but, you know, obviously looking to turn around recent regression, and then you're taking on a surging team in Montreal, you know, who, you know, might not be the greatest in the standings, but they're definitely on the rise. And, you know, with Cole Caulfield and Nick Suzuki, and they have so many different weapons. I mean, you just always got to look out for a team like that. And, you know, their goaltending's really good right now, too. So I think you're going to have a really tight matchup, and it's going to be a good game for both sides. And hopefully for Washington, it's one where they see their 5-on-5 scoring kind of find its spark.
Sammy, thank you. We appreciate it. Enjoy the game tonight.
And thanks, guys. You too.